Det franske sprog har udviklet sig på mange forskellige måder og synges på mange måder i hele verden. I denne udgave af Franske Rødder skal du høre om, hvordan en gruppe franskmænd, der blev tvunget ud af Canada, endte med at blive grundlaget for en helt ny kultur i deres nye hjem i den amerikanske sydstat Louisiana. Det er historien om Cajun. Udsendelsen er tilrettelagt af Claus Vitus.
Jeg kan lige så godt advare med det samme. Det her bliver noget af en blandet gryderet, og ikke kun musikken i det, du skal høre i den næste kvarters tid. Det bliver rodet, og det bliver kringlet, og man skal virkelig holde ørerne stive. Altså, lytte efter. Men man kan også bare lade sig flyde med strømmen, og lige meget hvor den fører en hen, så lade sig føre med. Det er måske det bedste råd, jeg kan give, hvis du bliver hængende, og alligevel lytter med. Det her er historien om, hvordan Cajun-musikken er kommet til at lyde, sådan som den er. Og Cajun-musik er ikke én ting. Det er en blanding. Det er alt, kan blive til Cajun i virkeligheden. Okay. Men allerede nu, så bliver det jo bruget. Så du får lige lidt musik at varme dig op på, og så kører vi altså løs. Først og fremmest, denne podcast er den fjerde i en serie om franske rødder. En podcast, som igennem musikken dykker ned i fransk kultur og sprogs mange forgreninger ude i verden. Alt sammen med kunstnere, som du kan høre på dette års Tønder Festival. Historien starter i virkeligheden med, at franskmændene, ligesom spanierne og englænderne, søger over Atlanterhavet i 1500-tallet. Alt sammen for at nå til Indien. Det når de så ikke, ingen af dem. Spanierne var lidt længere sydpå, og de rammer så Amerika dernede omkring, men franskmændene rammer den amerikanske kyst ret højt mod nord. Og heroppe grundlægger de så efterhånden 5 nye kolonier, blandt andet Canada, Newfoundland og Louisiana, alt sammen det, som de kalder La Nouvelle France, det nye Frankrig. Det går meget godt, lige indtil at franskmændene ryger i krig med briterne, som også er i gang med kolonier på den amerikanske østkyst. Franskmændene taber krigen, og de må opgive en af kolonierne, den som hedder Acadia. Og her vil jeg så godt introducere den mand, som i virkeligheden bliver hovedpersonen i de næste 15 minutter i denne podcast.
Okay, my name is Joel Savoy. I come from Eunice, Louisiana.
Joel Savoy, kendt som en af de førende amerikanske musikere inden for Cajun-musikken. Og det er altså her, at musikken kommer ind i billedet. Men lad os først lige høre, hvordan han lyder, når han spiller violin. Joel Savoy er en af de musikere og amerikanere, der nedstammer direkte fra de franskmænd, der blev etnisk udrenset dengang fra Acadia i midten af 1700-tallet. Mange af de franskmænd flygtede nemlig til den sydligere koloni, Louisiana.
I'm named after my grandfather, and it's a French name, and I'm a descendant of the Acadian people of the eastern provinces of Canada. So my people arrived, they were deported from Eastern Canada in 1755, and they arrived in Louisiana, and they were given, which was a Spanish territory at the time, and they were given land grants to move out east and set out west and settle the area where I live now, which is just north of Lafayette, Louisiana, in an area called Acadiana.
Og det her er så forklaringen på ordet Cajun.
So the word Cajun comes from the word Acadian. If you say the word Acadian in French, it's Acadien. And if you say it after many years of kind of changing the language and being separated, it sounds like Acadien or Cajun. And then if you turn that back into English, it becomes Cajun.
Så Acadian bliver med lidt engelsk udtale til Cajun. Og det er den fransk-inspirerede kultur, som i dag lever i fuldt flor i Louisiana. Nærmere bestemt i området omkring byen Lafayette, hvor de fleste af de landflygtige folk fra den kanadiske koloni Acadia samlede sig efter at være blevet etnisk udrenset omkring 1755. De landflygtige Acadians i Louisiana var dygtige landmænd, og musikken, de så havde med ned til Louisiana, var dansemusik med hovedinstrument violin.
The people that moved here were, they were already a rural people, so they came down here and they were farming, they were trapping, they were playing violin music from their area. It was dance music, it was folk music at the time.
Men livet og musikken blev også påvirket af de mange andre bønder og de mange andre indvandrere, der også kom til Louisiana. For eksempel også tyske farmere.
And eventually from the Midwest, where there was lots of Germans there who were working in the fields farming wheat, the Germans ended up moving down to Louisiana. They were told that they could farm wheat here. And they came from the Midwest in the middle of the 1800s, and they found out that they could not, in fact, farm wheat in Louisiana, but they could farm rice. So the Germans brought with them the diatonic accordion, and they brought their own music. So it was generally accepted that wherever you found rice growing in Louisiana, you found the accordion. All of these cultures combined, you know, the Acadians, the African Americans, and the Germans with these different instruments, these different rhythms, and they were all a poor working class people. These were people that were working side by side in the fields, and they would socialize some at the end of the night, or at the end of the weekend or whatever, you know, they'd get together. And all of these cultures came together to create what we know of as we know as Cajun music today.
Cajun-musikken og Cajun-mad og Cajun-kultur er en blanding, en gryderet af mange forskellige traditioner og mange forskellige befolkningsgrupper. Tyskere, afrikanere, spanier, indianere og de franske efterkommere, der alle blev integreret i det, som så blev en helt ny kultur. I virkeligheden et godt gammelt eksempel på multikulturel integration. Sproget er dog stadigvæk fransk i sit udgangspunkt. Men det er et meget anderledes fransk end det, som tales i Frankrig.
This is a music that does not come from Canada, it doesn't come from Germany, and it doesn't come from Africa. It only comes from Louisiana because that's the only place where those three things combined. So we have a music that's sung in French. We call it Louisiana French because it's an old version of French. It's changed a lot. It's Cajun French. All of our music is sung in that language. You still hear people speaking Cajun French in Louisiana today when you go into the grocery store. Young and old people speak French together all the time here. My grandparents grew up speaking French. My dad grew up speaking French because that was the only way he could communicate with his grandparents. So there's still a strong culture here. And whenever this music was being developed, everyone here in this area, in this part of Louisiana, spoke French. So the music was sung in French. That was the most natural thing that it could be sung in. Whenever the popular music came into America, like in the 1920s, whenever they were hearing radio music, they were hearing pop songs from America. But here, everybody spoke French. So what they would do is they'd learn the pop songs on accordions and fiddles, and they'd translate them to French. And then those songs became new Cajun songs because they were pop songs sung in Cajun French with an accordion. So our music is this big hybrid of so many different things coming together, all because of the unique situation that put these people and this language here.
I mange år levede og udviklede både kulturen og Cajun-musikken sig i området ved Lafayette, uden at mange andre i USA kendte til den. Og Cajun-kulturen var sådan set ved at blive udryddet, da der i USA efter de to verdenskrige var en periode, hvor man dyrkede det at være amerikaner som værende det eneste rigtige. En tendens, som Donald Trump jo har taget op igen. Alt fremmed. Herunder Cajun-kulturen blev undertrykt, forklarer Joel Savar.
After World War II, there was this big thing where everybody in Louisiana, everybody in America, after World War II, there was this huge movement to unify, or after World War I even, to unify America and to kind of stamp out the indigenous cultures because they wanted everybody to be American. So there's a lot of stories of people giving up their heritage, giving up their Cajun heritage. There's stories of people that grew up speaking French going to school and not being allowed to speak in French, all because of this. So for a while there, in the 30s to the 1960s, Cajun, the word Cajun, being Cajun, was almost a stigma. A lot of people turned their backs on that music, that culture, that food. They wanted to be Americans. But then in the 1960s, Cajun bands started going outside of Louisiana and presenting their music, and everyone that heard it fell in love with it. And the media flocked to Louisiana, and all of a sudden, it became cool to be Cajun. Everybody wanted to be Cajun after that because they realized, wow, like, we have something unique. We have something special here.
I 1960'erne ændrede billedet sig pludselig fra, at det at være Cajun blev betragtet som noget nedsættende, til det at være Cajun blev pludselig betragtet som noget unikt, en unik kultur. Cajun blev cool. Musikken blev genopdaget, blandt andet også fordi, at musikantropologer i 20'erne og 30'erne, dengang det ikke var så populært, alligevel havde optaget den gamle Cajun-musik. Thank you.
And so all these people that had just turned their backs on it in the last two decades, all of a sudden came back around and it became this huge thing. Now you can learn Cajun music at the university in Lafayette. You can grow up in French immersion in Louisiana. You know, you can do all of this stuff. So yeah, we identify as Cajuns more than Americans, at least in this part of the country. I mean, we realize that we're Americans, but we have our own identity. We have our own food, we have our own music and our own language that only comes from this area.
Vi identificerer os mere som Cajuns end som amerikanere. Men vi er jo amerikanere, siger Joel Savoir. I dag kan man lære Cajun musik på universitetet. Det er blevet indskrevet i Louisianas forfatning, at folk har retten til at være Cajun eller dyrke sine historiske og sproglige rødder. Selvom Joel Savoir i lige linje nedstammer fra de franskmænd, som oprindeligt kom til Acadia i Canada, så føler han ikke nogen som helst forbindelse til Frankrig. Ja, mine forfædre kom fra Frankrig, men de tog turen over til Canada, blev deporteret og endte sig hernede 250 år siden. Vores musik, vores mad, vores kultur har intet med Frankrig at gøre.
Some of my earliest ancestors came from France. And then they were in Canada for a long time. And then 300 years ago or, you know, 250 years ago, they ended up in Louisiana. How could I have a connection to them except the fact that I know that at some point my people were there? The music's not the same. The language is not the same. The food's not the same.
N'importe où mon cheval, mais ça me convient pas. Aussi j'aurai des ailes comme tous les hirondelles. J'irai me reposer auprès de toi, la belle. Te raconter.
This is a culture that continues to grow and it's evolving every day. It's completely different from a culture where you only look at the traditional music and you only look at what's happened in the past, and we're not trying to preserve it. We're still living this culture. People go out on weeknights and on weekends, and people go out and they dance to this music. This is their popular music here. This is what people like. And there's still new songs being written in Cajun French. Sometimes you hear Cajun bands that sound like an indie rock band or like a blues band or like a rock and roll band, but it's still Cajun music. It still has the accordion, it has the fiddle. The music evolves and it changes and it's growing. And it's, I think the reason that it survived so long is because it's remained relevant in modern culture. You know, we see what bands are doing outside. I mean, when I was a teenager, I got really into punk rock. I was playing electric guitar with my friends. But at the same time, we were playing Cajun fiddle. You know, if the music doesn't stay relevant to the culture, then it's going to die. But here we've had people that feel, I have a friend that says, when I make spaghetti, it's Cajun food because I'm a Cajun. That's the way he looks at it. And that's the way a lot of people here look at it. They take what they hear around them from the environment and they bring it in and they internalize it. And then it comes out in their version of Cajun music. So I think it's survived so well because it's so relevant.
Du har lyttet til fjerde afsnit af podcasten Franske Rødder, der gennem musikken dykker ned i fransk kultur og sprogs mange forgreninger ude i verden. Tilrettelagt af mig, Claus Vitus, og medvirkende Joel Savoir. Denne podcast er finansieret af Tønder Festival, og du kan høre Joel Savoir på dette års festival, hvor han kommer sammen med sangerinden Kelly Jones, som vi hører her i baggrunden, og også sammen med akkordeonspilleren Jesse Leger, som du også har hørt i denne podcast. Al musikken har været med Joel Savoy.
Den næste udsendelse i podcastserien Franske Rødder kommer til at handle om, hvordan den franske indflydelse og musikhistorie stadig lever videre i det oprindelige Acadia i Øst-Canada. Det område, som blev besat af englænderne i 1700-tallet. Det er en musik, som er tæt beslægtet med Cajun-musikken, men som har sin egen lyd. Du kan også høre de tidligere udgaver af serien Franske Rødder, her hvor du har fundet denne podcast. Serien er tilrettelagt af musik- og kulturjournalist Claus Vitus.